proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series looking at the role of God's servant in Isaiah chapter 53. We turn our attention to the 10th verse of that section. The first portion of that verse seems to reflect harshly upon the benevolent nature of God's character. Isaiah wrote that, quote, "It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief," unquote. How could a benevolent God take pleasure in the suffering of an innocent servant? The Hebrew verb rendered as pleasant, chafetz, could indeed refer to taking delight in something that happened, or in someone. For example, in the 34th chapter of Genesis, the author of that section employed that word to describe the Shechemite prince's reaction to Jacob's daughter Dinah. Yet, chafetz could also denote an individual's determination to have something take place because of its beneficial aftermath. Isaiah himself used the verb chafetz in that way when in the 55th chapter of his book, he quoted God as saying that his word, quote, "shall accomplish that which I please," chafetz. In other words, that God's word would accomplish what he purposed for it to do. Earlier in Isaiah 53, that prophet Isaiah declared that the travails endured by God's servant resulted from the iniquities of others. By God putting his servant to grief, God thereby allowed that servant to pay the penalty for those sins. This is what happened to Jesus Christ when on the cross he took upon himself the sins of the whole world. As Paul put it in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, quote, "He hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him," unquote. How would this act of God's servant benefit God? Isaiah added this passage, quote, "When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand," unquote. Some commentators might argue that such a passage could not possibly apply to Jesus Christ, because he had no physical seed, that is to say, no children. Yet the term for seed, zerah, could also refer to those whom he positively influenced. Solomon utilized zerah in that way in Proverbs chapter 11, when he alluded to the seed of the righteous, that is to say, those who learn to practice righteousness from the righteous who taught them. Other commentators might claim this passage in Isaiah 53 cannot describe Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ did not prolong his days, but actually suffered death. Yet the Hebrew verb arach, translated as prolonged, did not necessarily indicate an extensive temporal duration. In Numbers chapter 9, for instance, Moses used that term to refer to the cloud that settled over the tabernacle, a cloud that could remain in that position for as little as 2 days. Nonetheless, verse 10 of Isaiah 53 suggested that God's servant would personally see the fruit of his labors. This can be seen in Jesus Christ. According to the 7th chapter of Hebrews, he possesses the power of an endless life. He beholds from heaven the spiritual children that God the Father bestowed upon him. God's servant would enjoy a prosperous ministry. He would experience success in accomplishing divine redemption. Jesus Christ fulfilled this prophecy. Before he died, he exclaimed, "It is finished." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.